Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news, a death investigation leads deputies to a church in Sampson County. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on scene overnight.
And overnight showers cleared out, and now we're going to see sunshine move in behind this cold front. Coming up, I'll show you why our temperatures will be near normal for this time of the year.
Wake County Public Health Clinics are now offering the new COVID-19 vaccine. Just ahead, what makes this vaccine rollout different than the others, and how you can book your appointment.
A lot to tell you about on this Monday morning. We hope you had a wonderful weekend and enjoyed those lower high temperatures. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogle. Yeah, it felt great this weekend.
It really
right?
did.
I mean, a couple of raindrops in there didn't spoil the fun completely. And now we have our work week started. Sunshine on the way. Peter Shearwood is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, 77 yesterday for the high temperature. We got some of those showers to move in with this area of low pressure and cold front, and now that is pushing over the Atlantic. We are going to continue to get our winds out of the northwest today. We're seeing drier conditions in the shower that was out there in Roxboro now clearing out. We are seeing quiet conditions all across the viewing area. Just some clouds to get the morning started. As we take a live look at Clinton, it is a beautiful start to the day, 65 degrees there, 64 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, and 59 out there in Roxboro. As we head into the afternoon, we're going to see a decent amount of sunshine with a high temperature of 82 degrees. Now, I am tracking this. So one area that could see development over the next 7 days, a 30% chance off the coast of Florida, South Carolina, and North Carolina. Coming up, I'm going to show you why we expect this system to feature some tropical characteristics by the weekend.
Thanks, Peter. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning. It is 6:01 right now, and we're taking a look at our map, and we have pretty much green across all of our sensors around 440, 540, and coming in from the Wendell area on 87 and 40 all the way up through the Durham-Chapel Hill area. We are looking good so far this morning. We're going to continue to check in on that every morning or every 10 minutes or so and let you know whether or not any incidents pop up. But this is I-40, 440 at Capitol Boulevard, the Beltline. A few cars out on the roadways as people start to head to work this morning. We'll check back in with you in 10 minutes. Jeff and Renee.
Thanks, Brett. Following breaking news this morning, one person is in custody in connection with a death investigation at a church in Sampson County. Deputies were called to the Mount Carmel Church of God of Prophecy in Autryville around 11 last night. Our crew in the WRO Breaking News Tracker saw a car being towed from a parking lot there. We are working to find out what happened and what charges the person taken into custody could face. Starting today, you can make an appointment for the new COVID-19 booster shot with the Wake County Health Department. WRO's Kelsey Coffey joins us now with the CDC recommending these boosters for everyone along with flu and RSV shots. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning to you. Wake County Public Health clinics across the county will be offering that new vaccine today. They're offering the Moderna vaccine, an extra dose of that at all of their locations, including the one here on Sunnybrook Road. This comes as the CDC is now recommending that everyone get the booster that's over the age of 6 months. Now, the county's vaccination locations are Monday through Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and appointments are required. This vaccine rollout will be different than the others. It's the first time the vaccines won't be covered by the government, but you can get it free through some government-run programs or if you have insurance. UNC Health infectious disease expert Dr. David Wall says this booster is the best way to protect yourself against new variants.
You know that in previous years, every winter that we've had COVID, we've had surges and spikes in cases. So there's no reason to think that won't happen again.
And as we're entering the fall and winter months, it's also time to get the flu and RSV vaccine. Dr. Wall says that it is safe to get all three, COVID, flu, and RSV vaccines in the same day. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A Wake Forest man charged with stabbing his wife to death will be in court this afternoon. Wake County investigators charged 63-year-old Swanthan Phan yesterday with murdering his wife, 58-year-old Wei T. Leung. He is in jail without bond. Investigators say he stabbed his wife on September 5th around 11:30 in the morning on Ligon Mill Road in Wake Forest. She died in the hospital. The sheriff's office says they did not charge Pham the day of the stabbing because detectives were trying to determine whether self-defense was involved.
A Garner man who is facing dozens of animal cruelty charges is due in court this afternoon. The Wake County Sheriff's Office found more than 200 animals at a property in Garner on Trudy Lane. That includes sheep, cows, goats, and chickens. Some of the animals were dead, and most of them were starving. Several needed to be humanely euthanized. Others were taken to rehabilitation facilities. A neighbor who did not want to go on camera told WRL the problems there had been going on for months.
They were like all messed up. Like they were skinny. They couldn't walk. But it was mostly just like the little chickens. And it was bad.
One of the property's caretakers, Ronald Carney, will be in court today facing 90 counts of animal cruelty. Another man also faces a misdemeanor charge.
The Union for Durham Sanitation Workers plans to hold a rally tonight in front of City Hall. This comes after Durham's city manager proposed a one-time bonus for city workers that the union calls insufficient. Those workers say the offer is only a fraction of what they're asking for. And if approved, the bonuses will come from sales tax revenue. Durham is working on a compensation study, which will be voted on in the spring of next year. Workers will rally at 6:30 tonight, which is when the city council holds its meeting.
A citywide curfew for anyone under the age of 18 will be the topic of a special meeting tonight in Fayetteville. The ordinance would make it unlawful for those ages 16 and 17 to be in any public place from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays and 1 to 5 a.m. on weekends. The curfew would go into effect for kids 16 and under at 11 each night. Council members will talk about whether to modify the ordinance or throw out the idea altogether. That meeting is at 7 p.m.
It's day four of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers and still no deal in sight. More than 12,000 union members are on strike at three key assembly plants. UAW President Sean Fain says the union is prepared to have more workers walk out at more plants if they have to. The union represents about 146,000 workers at Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Workers are asking for a 40% hourly wage hike through 2027, including an immediate 20% boost and a reduced 32-hour work week. Ford says it is indefinitely laying off 600 workers at a Michigan plant. General Motors told workers in Kansas their factory would probably be shut down later this week.
The tough start to the season for the New England Patriots continues. They dropped another tough one last night on Sunday Night Football to the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins jumped out to a 17-3 halftime lead, and they were able to hold on for a 24-17 win. The Patriots are now 0-2 to start the season. Their division rival Dolphins are 2-0. Tonight, the Panthers will be looking to get their first win of the year in their home opener. They are hosting the New Orleans Saints at Bank of America Stadium on Monday Night Football. WRL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter will be there. They'll have live coverage before and after the game. Kickoff will be at 7:15 tonight on ESPN.
A South Carolina man is recovering after a shark bit him in the face while he was surfing in Florida.
It was the scariest thing I've probably ever been through in my life. I've been in bad car accidents and nothing like this.
Well, coming up, he speaks about the moments he was attacked, making him the latest victim of several who have been attacked at New Smyrna Beach in Florida over the summer.
And a warning for you this morning, after three people are severely burned by a portable generator, we'll tell you which of Generac's models are being recalled.
And it's going to be a pleasant day with a high temperature of 82 degrees. Our rain chances will remain low for this week, but they will return for the weekend. Coming up, I'm going to show you the non-tropical low that could potentially develop off the coast of the Carolinas and Florida.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back, everyone. We're waking up to drier conditions this morning. All the rain from last night cleared out, and we are going to see clouds move out as well as we head into the afternoon. Expect a lot of sunshine. We're taking a live look at Fayetteville, where it is quiet right now. It is currently 65 degrees in Fayetteville, 61 in Sanford, and we're seeing 59 degrees out there in Roxboro. Going for a walk or jog this morning should be just fine. It's going to feel nice with those temperatures ranging in the 60s. And then as we head into the afternoon, we're going to top at 82 degrees, evening temperatures falling off into the 70s. Coming up, I'm going to show you why we are going to stay dry for most of this week and when rain will build in again.
Let's take a look at traffic now, and we have our delay board up on our map here, and we are seeing green on most of our sensors right now. Just a two-minute delay coming in on US 1 southbound if you catch any of those stoplights over there coming in from the Wake Forest area. But across all of our major routes coming into Durham right now, we are pretty much delay-free across the board as well. Green on all of our sensors so far, not seeing any major incidents out on the roadways. Here's I-40 at Wade Avenue. A few cars starting to pick up there on I-40 as people head to work this morning, maybe taking kids to school as well. We'll continue to check back in with you.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, five Americans who had been imprisoned in Iran are expected to be released later today. This is all part of a wider U.S.-Iran deal reached last month after a year of indirect talks. Last week, the Biden administration gave consent for international banks to transfer $6 billion in frozen Iranian money from South Korea to the Middle East without fear of U.S. sanctions. And in response, those five Americans would be released. Five Iranians imprisoned here in the U.S. are also expected to be released.
Michelle, thank you. Young Democrats are calling for changes to state and federal gun laws. They rallied yesterday in downtown Raleigh to speak out against gun violence. Among the speakers was Tennessee State Representative Justin Jones. He was expelled in April for violating decorum rules by taking part in a gun control protest on the House floor in his state. He was later reelected in a special election.
We must protect our kids. We must protect people over guns. And that's a very simple message, but it's something that we've yet to see action from many of our Republican lawmakers across the nation. And so we're hoping that they will heed that call.
Nothing is more important right now. People over guns is a message we've been saying for over 10 years. We're not being listened to by this legislature. So we have to get louder. We have to be consistent, and we have to show them that our voices matter.
The rally at Halifax Mall was organized in response to the UNC campus shooting August 28th that killed a UNC professor. There was another gun scare on campus last week in which no one was hurt. Suspects are in custody in both cases.
Today, President Biden is in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. He's scheduled to address world leaders tomorrow. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is expected to be top of mind. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be at that assembly in person for the first time since the war started. He'll be making his case for support for his country directly to the General Assembly.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are once again filing court papers to get federal Judge Tanya Chutkan to recuse herself from the election interference case. Judge Chutkan has overseen a number of cases involving defendants charged in the attack on January 6th. Lawyers for Trump also argue his political successes mean his prosecution could be viewed as biased. Chutkan will ultimately make the decision whether she should recuse herself. While Trump's ask is a long shot based on the law, his filings could be used in appeals later if he's convicted.
A warning for you this morning. After three people have been severely burned by portable generators, around 64,000 portable generators have been called back. They're from Generac's brand. It impacts types GP17500E and the GP15000E. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says generators' fuel tanks may not vent properly, and that could cause pressure to build up and shoot out fuel when they're opened. 27 incidents have been reported so far. If you own one of these generators, stop using it immediately and contact the company for a free repair kit.
In Florida, some locals consider New Smyrna Beach to be the shark bite capital of the world, especially after five reported incidents there in the last 4 months. Now a 38-year-old surfer from South Carolina knows why it has that reputation. Mark Somerset was visiting the area to enjoy the surf from Hurricane Lee when a shark attacked and took a bite of his face.
It was pressure. It wasn't a slash. It was pressure.
And I'll tell you, that pressure, it was like a crunch. I heard the crunch. It just felt like, I said, a bear trap just crunching on my face.
It took about 20 stitches to close the wounds on his face. Coming up this morning on Today, he talks about his theory as to why the shark picked him out as prey.
Part of White Street in Wake Forest will be closed today as crews install two new water services. The road will be closed between East Owen Avenue and East Jones Avenue from 7 this morning until 5 this evening. Water and sewer service will not be affected. A detour will be posted for drivers.
It is 6:17 and temperatures feeling comfortable out there. We do have some clouds out there as well, hoping to see more sunshine than we did yesterday. Meteorologist Peta Shearwood in now with a look at what we're up for today.
Yeah, that sun is going to be very bright for this afternoon. So if you're heading out, make sure you grab that sunglasses. We have a couple of clouds that are still lingering around, but they will continue to clear out as you stand at the bus stop. Sunshine on tap with comfortable conditions today. And tonight we are going to see some cool temperatures move into the area. We have this area of low pressure and trailing cold front that will continue to push away from us. That will allow winds out of the north and west for this afternoon, and that northwesterly flow will allow dew points to drop into the 50s, making it feel amazing for this time of the year. So with the sunshine filtering in, we are going to get those temperatures to climb into the 80s. It's going to be near normal for this time of the year. Later on in the afternoon going into the evening, we could see a few clouds build in, but overall it is going to be a nice one for today. Let's go ahead and talk about our rain chances because they're non-existent over the next 5 days. If you want to get some yard work done, you can pick any day this week to get it done. Just keep in mind, you'll probably want to turn those sprinklers on due to our low rain chances over the next 5 days. But our rain chances will increase for the weekend. I'm tracking this one area that is off the coast of Florida, South Carolina, and North Carolina. We could potentially see a non-tropical low form in this area. There's a 30% chance of development within the next 7 days. Let me go ahead and show you here this one version of Futurecast. This will increase our rain chances heading into the weekend. Notice the area of low pressure developing near Florida and bringing the rain up into North Carolina starting off on Friday. There's still a lot in question with this system, and what we know is that the confidence is increasing for our rain chances to pick up Friday night into Sunday. There's some model differences with this, and it's going to be dependent on where that storm track. If it moves on shore, we could potentially see higher rainfall totals for our area. We have Hurricane Nigel that formed in the central Atlantic as well this morning. We expect this storm system to rapidly intensify into a Category 3 hurricane as we head into Wednesday, and it is going to move just to the east of Bermuda, staying away from the island there. Beach erosion and rip currents could increase across the area. So we're going to be in the 80s for the rest of the week with low humidity. It's going to feel amazing. Drier conditions will continue to build in, and that's certainly good news, Brett, you know, for all those folks wanting to get outside.
Yeah, I love playing golf with this type of weather. This is the best time of year, Peta. Yeah. Thank you. Let's take a look at traffic, and here's our map right now. Green across the board, 540, 440, the Beltline looking good right now. Along with I-40 in the Chapel Hill, Durham area, if you're coming in towards the RTP in the airport, you're looking good too. Let's actually take a look at our I-40 delay board right now. This is what we got going on. 0 minute delays across the board so far. That's the good news this morning. Off to a pretty good start here on this Monday. US 1 at Tryon Road coming in from the Apex area. You're also looking in the clear. Jeff and Renee.
Thanks, Brett. Olivia Rodrigo is topping the charts with her new album. Coming up, we'll tell you about the musical milestone she just achieved.
And you have the chance to check out exotic plants from all over the world right here in Raleigh when you can go visit the Juniper Level Botanic Garden next.
And here's a look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Welcome back. Time now for What's Trending on our Monday.
The Drew Barrymore show will be on pause until the end of the writer's strike. After receiving backlash for announcing that her show would be returning amid the ongoing strike last week, Barrymore released a statement on Instagram Sunday saying she's reconsidered. She wrote, "We really tried to find our way forward, and I truly hope for a resolution for the entire industry very soon."
She said she listened to everyone, and there were a lot of people talking about this, and a lot of people mad about her trying to make that show come back. Today is when it was supposed to return, but she was remorseful and very apologetic and said that it's going to be shut down until after the strike.
Yeah, and the backlash is real. She was dropped as host from the National Book Awards show because of her stance originally to move forward during the strike. Yeah.
All that time building your brand, you don't want to tear down in 1 minute.
Exactly.
Olivia Rodrigo's second album, Guts, has debuted atop the Billboard 200. Her first album, Sour, also started out at number one on the Billboard 200, making Rodrigo the first female artist since Ariana Grande nearly a decade ago to debut her first two albums atop that chart.
Just 20 years old, and she is a huge star. So the second album called Guts, you know, why would you call your album Guts? And she just said that it's an interesting word, you know, like spill your guts, or in another context, hate your guts. And then she says it's also like, you know, following your intuition, like going with your gut.
Showing some guts there. Yeah, impressive.
A 28-acre wonderland of exotic plants from all over the globe is back open for visitors in Raleigh. The Juniper-level Botanic Garden is connected with Plant Delights Nursery, which has customers as far away as Thailand and Japan ordering from right here in Raleigh. It opens for the public only once each season. So if you missed it this past weekend, you still have this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to visit. You can learn more about Juniper Level Botanic Garden and their open garden days on their website.
And we are going to see a lot of sunshine for today. It's going to be a nice day to walk in the garden with low humidity and a high of 82 degrees. Dry conditions will persist all week long up until the weekend. Coming up, I'll show you why our temperatures will feel comfortable.
Wake County Public Health Clinics are now offering the new COVID-19 vaccine. Just ahead, what makes this vaccine rollout different than the others and how you can book an appointment.
Durham City Manager is proposing new bonuses for city employees. I'll show you why sanitation workers say it's still not enough.